Welcome to Pauly Malignaggi, from Brooklyn to the world.
Proudly representing his hometown of Brooklyn, New York.
Pauly Malignaggi takes you inside the ring and beyond.
I'm definitely far from shy. We're going to be ranting about a lot of stuff. Not just about boxing, I'm opinionated on life in general. Many sports topics and politics.
Pauly doesn't hold back.
The two-time world champion, Pauly the Magic Man.
Pauly Malignaggi, Peter Card, Seth Nyman, Brooklyn to the world.
Yeah.
And Pete, you always go after counting which episode this is. Which episode is this? Number what?
16.
Yeah, 16.
Episode 100. It's our anniversary.
Come on, Seth. Don't tease us.
100. Tease us. We're getting a raise.
Oh, the balloons are coming any minute.
Yeah. What are we, 16?
16.
What's going on? Really? It's on this rainy day here in New York City. I just got caught in a mad rainstorm before.
Well, you got a busy day today.
I did have a busy day. I have.
I'm
still kind of blind from the dilated pupils that they
tell everybody what goes through a fighter.
Well, we got to go through all kinds of medicals, and today I had to do my blood work, my eye test, and what else? EKG. I still don't understand exactly what an EKG does, but
tests like your heart and shit, right?
Yeah, well, I knew that much. I'm just saying, I don't know what about the heart they want to test out. You master the obvious, you test out your heart. Of course, it tests out your heart, buddy. I understood that already. I want to know what it does to the heart, though.
The
what
EKG,
they want to know about your heart.
It tests your ticker to make sure it ticks.
Yeah, I understand.
You down with EKG?
Master the obvious. He thought he cracked the caper. Test your heart.
Dr. Pete. Yeah, we'll have a segment at the end of the show. Well, ask Dr. Pete.
I'm like Dr. Oz, I'll tell you.
Go ahead.
They want to make sure no arteries are clogged. They actually count the beats per minute. Remember we were in Vegas, and the doctor told you that when you're not doing anything, your heart actually is hardly working, where someone like a fucking fat bastard like me is probably, you know, the heart is working a mile a minute for no reason.
Dun, dun, dun,
function.
More beer.
Give me a beer.
We got a lot to talk about today.
We do.
Some boxing over the weekend.
Well, wait.
Some soccer.
Yesterday, I didn't need my alarm clock.
This guy Chapo's threatening the Donald Trump all over the joint.
Yesterday.
Getting crazy.
Yesterday.
El Chapo versus El Trumpo. That's the best headline I've ever seen.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit, too.
Yesterday,
I'm not getting on that guy's bad side, so don't expect me to talk anything bad about El Chapo.
What about Trump?
Trump. I'm a fan of Trump too.
Don't hold back. Tell us how you really feel.
I'm not gonna hold back. You know me.
True.
But we're gonna get into that in a little bit. Yesterday, I didn't need my alarm clock to go to work. USADA came by.
and blood.
It was the same guy, right?
Equalizer, yeah.
Denzel?
That's disrespectful to Denzel, bro. He's more like fucking Damon Wayans and the fucking handyman, bro.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Blank man, you mean not handyman, blank man.
He looks like John Sally from the Pistons.
Think so?
Yeah. That's what he looks
like. But you don't think my description of Equalizer was all right?
No way. No, absolutely
not. Yeah, throw the guy a bone. Give him a break.
Damon Wayans, what the fuck? All he needed was the white tape between his glasses in the middle part.
Well, no? The best part about the whole thing was I had just got up to piss, and I was going back to
again?
Sleep.
Yeah. He's upstairs. I'm downstairs. My girl goes, I think that was the bell. I'm like,
no, I didn't need no bell.
No. I'm like, no, I don't think so. It's like 6:30. I usually like set my alarm for like 6:35. So Denzel, Damon Wayans, whatever the fuck you want to call this pain
in the ass.
Stole
5 minutes from you.
Stole 5 minutes. So I get up. I'm in my underwear, and this guy's just like, USADA? I'm like, no shit. I'm like, hold on a second, bro. I'm like, go downstairs. So I left. I had to go to work, and I left them two with we watch a Sports Center.
Bro, I had just pissed. I was screwed. I couldn't go.
Yeah, that happened to you last time, too.
I couldn't go for like 3 hours.
You took him to the restaurant. You're looking at waitresses for like an hour.
This morning, it was too early. That time, it was too early. I was like trying to pass out on the couch. This guy's watching Sports Center on Pete's couch. It was wild. I was hoping he would just leave.
What's the closest to the fight they can come? From August to August 1st.
They can come whenever they want.
A couple days before, they're not going to keep doing that, right?
They might want to, but, I mean, in the past, they've given me at least a little bit of respect on fight week, but they get you, obviously, night of the fight. In the weeks leading up to the fight, though, they'll come. I remember one time they came twice in, like, a matter of 3 days, you know? Like, it's a surprise, you know? That's the whole thing about it. You want to keep a sport clean, so I don't blame them.
And it's every professional fight?
You sign up for it.
Just the guys that sign up for it that actually want to attempt to be clean.
Yeah. So when you guys are setting up for this fight, that's part of the agreement between the two of you?
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Both fighters agreed that.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
They want to. they want to actually be tested randomly. And
So, you know, it is a little bit of a hassle, but, you know, you do what you got to do to set an example.
They should mention that when they do the broadcast.
They should.
They should. Right.
They should. They all should also mention who doesn't want to.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
That's should mention problem. That, too.
You hear that with the UFC a lot, those guys.
For all the fans out there.
The UFC has the year-round random drug testing, yeah.
That's going over real well with them, huh?
But guys are getting caught.
The only way
that's what I'm saying.
Right. The only way you're going to catch people is if you do the random testing. I mean...
But you see, like, there was never an issue. This genius Dana White goes, hey, we're going to start doing random testing.
Yeah, this guy failed, this guy's rather catch them, though.
Fights off.
His testosterone level is infinity. Oh, something's wrong here.
You'd rather catch them than not catch them.
Of course.
You know, let these guys
but it makes him look bad.
There are people still getting away with it, though. They know how to sight. They don't know, right? Although it's random and it makes
it
harder.
Very tough. Yeah. A lot tougher.
I don't think you
Plus, the testing is getting better and better, you know?
Right.
So always find a new drug or a new something to take.
There's not how many possible new drugs are there. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, there's the ones that there are. You know, you only make so many mixes.
True. Cocktails.
Cocktails.
You know what I mean right now, right, guys?
Nuts.
Did you get any freebies in there?
I got some pistachios.
You any freebies?
Like last time? I've had to peel all of them so far.
Damn
but it's all right. It's all right.
Love those nuts.
Yeah,
they have commercials for pistachios. Maybe we can get them to sponsor.
Oh, that Schnookie had one. What was that? That
Schnookie?
Green, yeah.
Schnookie. Is that?
You know, I don't like the energy level here, guys. I got to be honest with you guys.
What the fuck you
Seth,
want from
Seth
me?
Seth was like, he was waiting for us at the door. He had it was full of energy. We just started. Yeah, at least we finally got door service. But no, I'm not starting over. I'm not starting over.
Brooklyn to the world, come on!
I mean, what the fuck?
I'm not wasting the first 10 minutes, but, you know, I gotta be honest with you guys.
You had a chip on your shoulder coming in, though.
I'm making weight, so my energy's a little low. You guys gotta pick up the slack, and I just don't feel it. Absolutely. I just don't feel it, you know?
Man. All right, well, tell Pete to chug a few beers, and we'll get there.
I'm telling you, Seth, this is the first day you're...
Look at his tone. Look at his tone. He still sounds like he's falling asleep as he's talking to us.
He's trying to make me the fall guy. He's trying to throw me under the bus. Me?
You,
it's me?
This is the first day that you're actually meeting us so that we don't have to sit in the lobby like...
I'm just here to supplement.
Like a bunch of protesters sitting down.
Just the only for Britney.
CBS. This is the first time, and it's because you're rushing us.
Hey.
You got a busy schedule today, too?
Listen, I got
you got to go get your eyes checked, too?
Why? Hey, I got to get pissed. I don't know which way's left, which way's right. I don't know. I lost my glasses. Let's talk about boxing. You guys are boxing.
Yeah. A lot of boxing.
You guys are boxing.
Oh, man. Accidentally took a piece of the shell.
Fights postponed.
Oh.
Gotta go.
Hear that crack? Hear that?
That's what happens when you keep eating nuts.
Oh, man. Hold on.
All right, wait.
Good weekend of fights, huh?
Yeah.
Real good weekend of fights.
Like Collazo, he's hard to look good against, man. He's a rough customer.
Yeah, that's our boy. We knew it was going to be tough.
He reminds me of The Walking Dead, man.
So he gets a lot of criticism, but at the end of the day, you know, I just want to put people out there. And I'm not going to say one way or the other for the cut because I know a lot of people had opinions about, you know, the fight being stopped on the cut and whatnot and him stopping. I'm just going to say, it is very difficult to see when the blood is constantly in your eye. If your corner's not stopping it, if somebody's not stopping it, you know, blood is very difficult to see. And what happens when it's difficult to see is, and especially when you're up against a big puncher like Thurman, you know, you're not going to see those big shots coming. Now, I'm not saying one way or the other whether they should have stopped it or not or whether Lucia stopped it or not.
Well, that is dangerous.
I will say, though, in my experience, I had one fight out of all the cuts I had where... There were moments at first where I couldn't see when the blood was in my eye. It was a Zab Judah fight. Remember, I had a couple of cuts on the same side of my face, and I couldn't see. And I remember, like, Danny Milano might come in, we'd get it together, but by the end of the next round, after fighting about 2.5 minutes, the blood would be back in front of my eye. And I literally couldn't see, and I remember thinking, like, man, I'm gonna fuck around and get hit with something I don't see coming, and this guy can punch, you know, I gotta be careful. Luckily for me, Danny's a great cut man, combined with the fact that Zab pretty much stopped landing anything significant as the fight wore on, so the cut never got worse. But when Lou's fighting a big-time banger like Keith Thurman, he's gonna get hit every round. And if the corner can't put a stop to that blood, it's gonna keep making it more and more dangerous as he's going out there and not seeing these punches coming. Blood is not sweat. It's the weirdest thing. You know, and when you feel it running down your face, you know, you're not sure if it's blood or sweat because it's just you feel this liquid. But as soon as it gets in your eye, you know the difference. Blood blurs your vision. The sweat will not. And it is a big difference when there's a lot of blood coming out. So, again, I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm not trying to sway anybody's opinion, but I'm just trying to get everybody to understand what it's like to fight with that blood in your eye. It's not the easiest thing to deal with. And combine that with the fact that the shots coming your way are like missiles, you know, detonated from this big puncher was Keith Thurman on Saturday night.
Don't you have to take into account that Collazo already has a reputation for taking punches and being, and having?
I mean,
yeah.
he's not because I saw a lot of
computer gangsters, you know, and they're always out there, you know, with the opinions that like they could have done any better or they expected to do much better or whatnot. I tell you what, I've never seen Keith Thurman more hurt.
Right.
You
know?
Oh, he was rocked in that fifth round, boy.
Yeah. That body shot, and any body shot like that will hurt anybody. I mean, no face it, a body shot is a body shot, but
some people don't get out from that.
Yeah,
and people around Thurman too, saying, "Oh, he didn't look that good." It's like,
I mean, I thought Thurman rebounded well and kept his composure. You know, it took him a round or two to get his composure back together. But you know, the last round they boxed, and I mean, with the seventh round, I thought Thurman had the control, had regained control of the fight.
I give Thurman credit; he was in there with a crafty veteran.
Yeah.
He's not in there with a slouch. People, but just because people don't know Louis, you know, if you're on the in.
Or if he has a few losses, big deal. Right. He lost all top fighters.
Exactly.
Yeah, and some of them were controversial.
Exactly. In my opinion, he beat Ricky Hatton. In my opinion, he beat Andre Berto. So take two off of his loss record right there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's in there with a crafty guy that's not going to make it easy for you. So to me, I was actually impressed with Keith because, you know, everybody's looking at it. If you look at the odds, it was like 5,000 to 1 or whatever. That's insane. This is not giving Louis any credit at all.
But,
and then, you know, you see a body shot come in like that. Now everybody's like, whoa, where did that come from?
Is it pro? Is
and
it pro?
Keith did what he had to do to compose himself.
Now, here's the thing. If for all those possible wagers out there, you know, Thurman was a heavy favorite, so you weren't going to go that route.
Well, that's a risky take when you lay big money.
You take a shot on Collazo. He's the underdog. He's a live underdog. He's a pretty live underdog, and he's a big underdog. So you might have took a shot on that. Or some of us might have also done the over thing.
Oh, he's right?
How many of us put the over thing? How many of us? And what was the over under for the fight?
Oh,
enlighten us, please.
Funny. God.
Go ahead.
You should take your fucking routine.
Who's joking, bro? I'm serious. It's Petey Pod.
It's called Petey a segue.
Podcast locks.
It's called a segue.
Come on. We're gonna have a segment.
We're gonna have a segment
of the podcast every week called Podcast Locks. Yeah. And given to you straight from the horse's mouth, right from Petey. The Petey podcast locks. Take them as you will.
My lock.
You know, they might not be so much of locks. They might unlock very easily. But, you know, Petey podcast lock. Go ahead. What was your lock?
My lock was the over. And
what was the over on the?
7.5.
And what was the fight stopped?
At the seventh round.
Ugh. The top of the seventh round, yeah.
The end of the seventh round.
Yeah.
A little blood. Come on, 99. Galazzi, you punk, you bastard.
I'm like, Lou, come on.
Suck it up. Wipe it off.
I'm sitting there.
Get him
a towel. I'm yelling at his cup, man. I'm like, put something on that, you motherfucker.
Man.
And the whole time I'm sitting there, because this guy is the biggest Monday morning quarterback there.
No, I got to be honest.
The whole time he's like, bro, that's a good bet. That's a good bet.
That's a good bet.
It was.
Still
a good
bet.
I thought it was a good bet.
They got screwed.
I thought it was. I'll be honest. Most of his are retarded. Most of his is really stupid.
See what I mean?
Most of his bets are really stupid. But you know, I mean,
he's gonna cry. He's very sensitive.
Most of his are very stupid. But I gotta be honest. That was a pretty good one. He put a stupid one in last night. What was your lock last night?
What? That's the only thing I bet Saturday.
What was your lock? What else did you have Saturday? What was your other lock Saturday?
He had Bernie Williams in the home run derby.
No, I had McGregor.
McGregor.
I had McGregor and the under.
Oh, he did have McGregor. McGregor lost every second of the fight and then got a knockout. Did you see how he pulled that one out of his ass? McGregor. And he's proud of that bet. He had McGregor. McGregor lost every second of the fight.
What do they say in the casino? Winner, chicken dinner? That's all I know.
Did you win for the whole weekend? You came out plus?
Listen, I did. Right. And you know where else I won?
Where?
DraftKings.
Hey!
I did the
Talk
MMA.
To me.
Right?
You did the code? P-A-U-L-I-M? You did the code?
I don't use your cheap-ass code.
What?
This gun. You gotta use the code.
Kick him off the show. Get out of here.
You're out.
You're out of order.
I always use the code.
The code.
P-A-U-L-I-E-M. Paulie M.
Good. Let's talk DraftKings. Let's get it out. Let's get it done. Let's talk about it.
I picked, and I was wanting to do this, and I never did.
How many fighters do you have to pick? Four?
I think I picked six, maybe?
Six fighters, like golf.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like UFC.
Exactly.
All right.
So that I did the whole, pretty much the whole, like,
all the Americans?
TV portion, like the pay-per-view portion.
Yep.
I had Lawler, which was a brawl, and I had McGregor, and I had some of the undercard guys.
So how many did you win to win money?
I won them all.
You won all six.
The thing is, I got third place. So I won $107.
That's nice.
For 12 bucks. Yeah.
What'd you play for 12 bucks?
$12.
That's
so
great.
If you would have put like $1,200. What would you have? What would you have made?
I'm going to give everybody
1,700.
Something.
I'm going to hook everybody up right now with a little DraftKings, and then we can move on because.
Well, Petey's got more locks. He's got to talk about.
But we could talk about it. You want to talk? Go ahead. We can keep going.
What was yesterday's lock? Mm-hmm. The genius. What was yesterday's lock? You genius. Those the USA playing their backups, and you take USA against Panama.
Those aren't locks, though. That's a simple wager.
What kind of a wager is that? You know USA's clinched the spot in the next round. They're not playing any starters, and you still took them in the Gold Cup. The Gold Cup soccer.
No, Haiti had a chance to catch them. No, but they had the head-to-head. That's what I didn't know.
You didn't know your facts before. You thought they couldn't get caught up, but they got caught up, right?
You thought they fought it, but you shit your pants, bro.
That's the bottom line. Good one. That's the bottom line.
All right, keep using my lines and stuttering while you do it, too. Miserable prick.
Oh, hey.
You know what the problem is? I don't have time to sit and do all this fucking research.
Shouldn't be batting.
Exactly.
A real professional does his research.
Yeah.
Do I come to your job and tell you not to suck cock anymore? Do I knock the cocks out of your mouth?
Well, no, you know that's what makes me happy. So
You do what you gotta do. I do what I gotta
do.
You know what I'm saying? Fair enough. So listen. Stop choking. At least don't let it interfere with the podcast.
Okay, this got really graphic.
Shut up.
I wanted the energy level up.
I have to go to work. I gotta work construction. I gotta go to the gym. I'm getting slack at work. My bosses are breaking my balls.
Why are they breaking your balls?
They're breaking my balls because of you. Because of the fight coming up. I'm not there. I'm not doing my part.
You tell him there's no fix on this fight. No.
Listen, I gotta do what I gotta do.
Don't let those guys pressure you.
The guy's telling you he's a good guy. He's a really good guy, and he doesn't fire people. He's not that type. But he's
because you would have been gone a long time ago.
I would have been out of there. Are you kidding me? But he's like, you don't fucking do anything. Every time I ask you to do something, you tell me you gotta run and fucking take care of Paulie. I don't understand. I'm like, well, you know, boss, come on. I gotta take care of the champ. We got a big fight coming up.
Tell him after August 1st, you're all his.
Yeah. Nah, I don't know about that either. But no, it's great. I'm very busy. I get a lot of calls, tickets, people coming out of the woodwork, literally.
All right, listen.
Big fight coming up.
I got DraftKings tip.
Okay.
You got tips?
Yeah, I got tips.
I'm not arrogant like that.
My fantasy football guys are also golf experts, and they're doing commercials for DraftKings. What about that guy,
Jordan Spieth? You think he's going to win?
That's one of their tips, is Jordan Spieth.
Really? Even though he just played?
That's a tough one.
But that's one. They gave a bunch of golfers. They gave some other guys like...
Rory McIlroy's not playing.
Scott Astuth. Astuthen.
Yeah, because he has a there's a guy with that last name in boxing.
Stenson.
Maybe they're related.
Stenson, yeah.
Stenson has one of their picks too. So they gave a couple guys that weren't. So I didn't take Spieth.
This is all Chinese to me. I really don't understand anything about.
I don't know either, but I heard the names and I punched them in. I'm going for it.
Anyway.
Yeah, you did.
He took Spieth anyway.
For this weekend coming up.
Right? There goes Spieth's chances. Spieth was on his way to making history. Now it's done. Little does he know.
Now you can't win.
The problem is Spieth has only played there.
He played
the course once.
That's why I'm not.
So you get these guys that are Irish, they're from Ireland, or you get like Brits that play. In general, they know that course.
Right.
So like that course, if you've played on it before, it's you have an advantage.
Yes,
of course.
You know where the ball's gonna go. You kind of have an idea what works, what doesn't, what club. You know, things like that.
I don't know, bro. I mean, how many times either the Knicks play the Nets? Does it matter where they play? I mean, at the end of the day, the crowd's the crowd.
Oh, what about you? What if you had a rematch?
Fuck,
you've had rematches before?
Huh? What did he just say? A rematch?
You've ever rematched before?
Yeah, of course I've had a rematch. I'm actually undefeated in rematches. You didn't know that, did you?
So there you go, because you're more prepared the second time, because you're smart.
Exactly.
You know you're smart. There you go. Same thing.
I am kind of smart.
It's a golf course.
Well,
bro, I never played golf in my life.
Neither me either.
What do you make you a European golf expert?
That shows you how much common sense it is. It's a golf course. Exactly. I didn't play either.
Yeah, but you make it like you're an expert now. What made you the expert? What made you the expert on golf? Where'd you go golfing? Dyker Park? Where'd you go golf?
Paulie M. Is the code for DraftKings. Go
and
play a little golf.
Started, and don't ask Paulie about golf.
I admit it.
But you don't mind them using your code to make some money.
I don't mind anybody using my code.
Use the code all they want.
If you want to use it for golf, go right ahead.
He just compared it to the Knicks and the Nets. What are we? Oh, he's what are saying, we? Fucking, what are we? A casino? Like the different bounces on the wooden floors for like ace? I mean, what are we joking? There's a fucking green that's 400 yards, and you gotta get there in four shots. You gotta know that course. There's a pond in the middle of it sometimes.
Sand trap. You don't know there's a pond at the beginning of your shot. You're telling me?
The like grass when you go is cut
when you pull up the hole number to shot number nine or something.
It's a comfort
you don't know
level.
That on that particular hole you got to go over a pond or a sand ditch or something.
There's little nuances.
Yeah, but you know before you take the shot. You don't start and you just get a surprise.
Not if you haven't played it before.
You don't have a caddy. A caddy sometimes telling you.
But telling you and doing it.
You got an ATS or the new CTS.
No, not a CTS.
Go.
Caddy, like Caddyshack. Like the guy.
Danny, what was his name? Danny Boy. What was his name?
Caddy.
Yeah, you don't have a caddy that tells you, listen. You know, like the remember in Happy Gilmore when he tells him, listen, just don't tell me.
Noonan.
Just don't make me look like an idiot.
Just tell me. Just don't make me look stupid.
Noonan.
Tell me. Just let me know if I do anything stupid. So if the caddy doesn't tell you there's a lake over there in front of the hole, and then there's a lake in front of the hole, and your ball goes in the lake, you don't go up to him and tell him, well, were you on that one, dipshit? You know, like Happy Gilmore did to his caddy? No, I mean, that's what the caddy's there for. He's there to tip you on little nuances.
When he grabs your clubs, you throw them on the floor. Where are you going with those clubs, punk?
Paul, it's more like the rematch thing. It's like having the experience of the course, playing it. Then you have more of a confidence.
The grass, they move the holes. It's
they move the holes?
Sometimes birds steal your ball.
No, yeah. They move the holes?
Yeah, they move the holes.
How do you move the hole?
From day to day.
They fill a hole in and they make another one over there.
Get out of here.
It's a true story. They got a thing. They push it in, they turn it like this, and
no,
pop
but you know before
hole.
The... No.
You know after you before you play where the hole is.
You know
yeah.
where the hole is before.
But they move the holes.
You don't take a shot and say like last year the hole was over there, so I'm going to shoot towards over there.
No, it's like that gopher game where they
over the other side. No, okay. No, because now you guys are confusing me. No joke. You guys are really confusing me now. Like I was already confused before. I thought I was getting it, but now this whole hole moving shit, it's confusing me more now.
We're going to play golf. We're going to video it. And we're going to put that out.
Yeah. I play mini golf.
Mini golf.
And I'm pretty good too. I'm not bad. I'd be a good putter, I think.
Good putter.
Yeah.
You could be a designated putter.
Yeah.
You're a putter, all right. You're a
putter. That, calling the putter. Stunt puddle. Stunt putter.
Putts.
That's not nice. Bro. That's not nice.
What's going on with this guy El Chapo threatening Donald Trump?
We're not allowed to say that name on the podcast.
Who?
El Chapo.
Oh. We're not?
No.
What do we say?
He actually owns Play It.
Good.
Yeah.
No.
I'm happy.
No joke.
When you say his name, you have to whisper.
This guy, I didn't even know he got out.
Bro, the guy builds tunnels. That's what he was
doing. He obviously does more than build tunnels, bro.
That's more crazy than Shawshank, what he did.
If you're...
No, but he's done
if
that
you're,
in his...
For, right. But that's what I'm saying. If for you're a federal prisoner in the United States, you're not getting out. You're not getting out. If they put you in Supermax, you're not getting out. This guy gets captured in Mexico like every other month.
Right.
And he gets out. Like, he walks out like it's a... Like he owns the joint.
Like a dog.
Literally, like he owns the joint.
He probably does.
Hello, it's Mexico. He's a Mexican billionaire. I mean, the guy, you're scared of him,
50 bucks.
And he has enough money to do whatever he wants.
Oh,
he
God
builds
bless.
Tunnels. Literally, they had tunnels built from...
I think this guy's like the most powerful guy I've ever seen.
One of them, yeah.
This is the most
I mean,
powerful
I thought
guy.
I thought Totorino was nuts when I was in Sicily. When I lived in Sicily as a kid,
he couldn't
guy
shine
takes
his
the,
shoes.
This guy takes the cake, bro. You don't think so?
Escobar, these guys. Were
Pablo
old.
Escobar, yeah.
They're all powerful.
I'll tell you something else. He's a handsome devil.
But you know what it is?
The woman was worse than all of them.
No, Totorino was bad. He's blowing up highways. Totorino was blowing up freeways. You kidding me? To get federal agents. Not even
that lady killed like eight of her husbands. She
eight of her husbands. You're gonna compare that to the federal district attorney? Are you kidding me? Totorino blew up the freeway in Sicily so he could kill the federal district attorney. That you can kill 100 husbands. They don't have the importance of a federal district attorney. Are you kidding me right now?
She still was in charge of more.
I'll tell you what the problem is. I'll tell you what the... Yeah, he's in charge.
Griselda Blanco, I'm telling you.
I'll tell you what this guy... I'll tell you the problem with... I'll tell you... The thing with El Chapo is I don't think Mexico wants to catch him. I think at the end of the day, the Colombian government wanted Pablo Escobar.
Right.
I think at the end of the day, the Italian government wanted Totorina. You know, I don't think at the end of the day, the Mexican government really wants El Chapo. I don't think so because...
Doesn't he help their economy? I mean, with all his money, can't he, you know...
I would hope he does. I mean... I mean, he's obviously mad maybe that Donald Trump talked bad about the Mexican people, so he obviously is trying to help the Mexican saying. People in
Donald
some way.
Trump, I would assume. Donald Trump's a moron.
Maybe he used that to get out. Said, and let honestly, me out. I go get Trump. I kill Trump.
No, but honestly, if you're Trump, you better have some Secret Service, bro.
I'm sure he does.
Because he got scared real quick. You want to talk that talk. My man Chapo came out. He caught
no, but what about that he has a Twitter?
You, oh, Chapo
what about
Twitter?
You, like gangsters at that level, they're like on the low. Like, you know, they live in like on the in discreetness and like, you know, that you don't know where they are. Like, this guy's got Twitter. This guy's tweeting. This guy tweeted Donald Trump and threatened him on Twitter.
He said, yo,
who's heard of this shit? You can't even make this shit up. This is not even some movie shit. Literally.
He said, yo, Holmes, you got a big mouth essay?
On Twitter. He threatened him on Twitter. What'd he say? I can't even say it. I'm going to make you swallow your bitch words, you fucking milky milk shitter.
Milky milk shitter?
No, whitey milk shitter. Whitey milk shitter.
Hey, you want to play the milk?
He got racist. Well, Andy.
Trump started it.
Yeah. Well,
Trump started
it. You guys are just saying, I'm white. I'm very upset by that. I'm offended.
I'm not offended.
Because you're not really white. You're Sicilian,
bro, I'm
right?
Caucasian on my birth certificate. I don't know. I don't know if there's anything else that exists.
Oh,
how many races can you possibly invent? At the end of the day, I had to fill that out today on at the medical doctor. When I was getting my EKG, they were asking me, what race are you? And she went running it down. I'm like, dude, my birth certificate says Caucasian. I'm Caucasian. I don't understand why that became a touchy subject at a certain point in time. It became a touchy subject. Like, well, you know what? I shouldn't have to answer that. Or, no, maybe I'm this or I'm not this. What about that people say I'm not? Like you. What do you, you say you're not white?
I'm
at the end of the day, bro, you're Caucasian. That's what your birth certificate says.
So you're a couple of
white
milk
shitters. What your birth certificate says. That's it.
Unless you change.
I am.
Unless you do a.
Yeah.
Unless you're Caitlyn Jenner.
Jonathan's here. Old boy Jonathan's here.
He's a cop. In the hood, I'm white. And they usually think I'm a cop, too.
Yeah.
Oh, here come 5-0.
No, but honestly, I say I'm Mediterranean. I'm like Latin.
You're Latin?
Yeah.
No, Jonathan's Latin.
He's Latino.
What? What are we just inventing? Shit,
our language.
That's what I'm talking about. You can't invent new races, bro. You can't invent them. You can't do that. They don't invent. You can't do that. All those people at home too that get offended with the no, I'm not this. You can't invent a new race. You are what your birth certificate says.
To me, you know who's
white. It's not
white.
A touchy subject.
You know
it
who's
shouldn't
white.
Be.
Whoa. You know who's white?
Who?
The fucking people down south with that Confederate flag. Those motherfuckers are white.
No,
I'm not white because they hate me too.
No,
I'm not them.
They're whiskey.
Those guys are white.
No, they're whiskey tango.
Just because they don't accept you doesn't mean you're not the same race as them.
You know what whiskey tango is, right?
You know, that's also prejudice. They're also prejudiced against, like, certain nationalities. It has nothing to do with race. It has
that's
to do with
I'm
nationalities
saying.
And cultures. But race and nationality and culture don't necessarily go hand in hand. What are you talking about? That's what I'm saying.
Well, did you ever
what are you saying
did
right
you
now?
Ever notice that when you ask someone, oh, what are you? And they say Jewish, and you go, well, that's your religion. But most of the time, they're like Russian. You know,
yeah.
They always say, oh, I'm Jewish. No, but... All right, but where's your family from? Oh, Russia.
So, well, black people are not African American. Not every black person is from America.
My girl is she's black, but she's from Trinidad.
Yeah,
right.
Trinidad.
How many people would look at her and go, "She's African American"? Right.
A lot of people.
Unless
do.
She has.
You
an
can't
accent.
Add the American
sometimes
unless you're American.
She has an accent. Yeah, if they have
only
an
when
accent.
She drinks when she's pregnant. comes out. Not only when she talks to her family, comes out. You know, all of a sudden I say, I don't understand you right now. It's like that patois kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that
is. It's Jamaican. It's speaking that broken English.
Yeah.
It's almost like a carny.
Shut up.
Shaggy.
Does she watch the Gold Cup too? Does she
from
Jamaica
goes
in the Gold Cup?
No, she's Trinidadian.
Oh, Trinidadian. Well, you said Jamaican.
It sounds
patois.
Trinidad is in the Gold Cup too. So
yeah, that's right.
Relax.
And Tobago, both of them.
Yeah, Trinidad and Tobago. No, is she rooting for them?
I know. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You guys are out of your mind.
If you can't beat Trinidad, you got to go against Tobago.
Yeah, bitch.
They're like the Klitschko's in soccer. You might have a chance. Get Tobago, but you get tired, and then Trinidad comes in.
Man,
fucks
that's
you
a B
up.
Team, baby. Fuck you up. Look,
you
out.
Guys are totally throwing me off today. Maybe it's because I'm making weight and I'm not understanding.
You're hungry.
Yeah,
that's why. Eat the lemon wedge.
Your brain is shrinking.
Eat those little greens.
You guys are totally
greens.
Throwing me off today. I don't understand.
Jonathan has a red velvet cupcake for you. Why don't you have some? Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, keep fuck with me.
Yeah, don't worry.
Really funny. Yeah, really funny, guys.
After this, we'll go to Mickey D's.
What's wrong with you?
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
What's wrong with you? You're supposed to be a support, you know? You still, I still don't watch Easy Money. You're like Joe Pesci in a movie. Yeah. He's Rodney.
Honestly, Roy, I'm making weight right now. I should just watch movies and just chill out. I should watch Easy Money.
Yeah. Because this is the same thing.
When you're making weight, you got nothing else you could do.
Rodney's got to lose weight and he has to stop drinking and smoking. And Joe Pesci's doing all in front of him.
Easy Money this week? Yeah. Fuck it.
I saw my friend Andrew.
You guys are
Easy
Money.
I got to go to Texas this week. Oh, God.
I thought you were done with that already, the travel.
No, last weekend. This is the last weekend.
I saw my friend Andrew.
I couldn't turn it down. It was two jobs in one day.
What do you got? Which fights?
Carl Frampton fights this weekend, and then on CBS, and then at nighttime, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. returns. Pete's fit
with Robert Garcia.
Yeah,
I saw a little snippet on my phone.
Yeah,
he's serious now.
I'm actually a bit more excited about Carl Frampton coming to the U.S. Right. That guy can fight.
Can you tell me this about him? I don't know about him.
Carl Frampton.
Mm-mm.
Was it bantamweight or junior featherweight? I don't know. Those weight classes confuse me. But Frampton can fight. I saw him beat Avalos last fight.
Junior featherweight.
Junior featherweight.
What time on CBS?
Oh,
that's Saturday
afternoon. I think 4 o'clock Eastern time, I believe. But don't take my word for it. Check your TV guide.
Check your local listings.
But Frampton is the main event. This is a guy you want to watch. It's definitely a treat to watch. I'm a real classy boxer, and knows how to fight. And I think once he starts making a splash in the U.S., you'll see the demand for him to fight guys like Rigondo and guys like Leo Santa Cruz and Abner Matas and whatnot. Ooh.
Speaking of Rigondo.
They just made that fight, too. Rigondo and Abner Matas.
I don't know. What?
Not Rigondo. Leo Santa Cruz and Abner Matas.
Right.
August 29th. ESPN. PBC.
Nice. ESPN got rid of the Friday night fights, right? And they just took the PBC.
PBC.
Nice. I like that. Sorry, PD Podcast.
Go ahead.
And they're talking about Rigondo with Lomachenko.
And what happened?
Well, they're talking about the weight now.
What's going on with the weight?
As usual, everybody wants a fucking catch weight now. We can't actually fight at the weight that the champion or whoever it is has the belt. We have to fight at a catch weight.
What's a catch weight for this fight?
They want it to be 124, and Lomachenko's team said 126 or no fight. As far as
2 pounds?
Yeah. 2 pounds is a big deal.
Yeah, 2 pounds is a big deal. I mean, Lomachenko,
Lomachenko is fighting at the featherweight limit, so he's not.
For Lomachenko to make 124 is a lot harder. I'll tell you why. He won his gold medals in the Olympics at 125 and then at 132.
Oh, wow.
So he came back down in weight to fight in the pros at 126. He's probably not able to get much lower than the 126. So those extra 2 pounds,
I'm sorry,
when your body's already, you know, shutting down from making weight, it's hard to lose.
If I'm Lomachenko, I'm looking at my father or somebody. I'm slapping somebody on the team. the kid's like 3-1, bro. You just put him in with world champion after world champion. Jeez. Now they want to put him in with a guy, the most dangerous guy in boxing that nobody wants to fight. They put this kid in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not
so crazy about it either. I'll tell you why. Because when you fight quality after quality after quality, they're still putting hands on you. Yeah, they're still putting hands on you. You know, that's what good fighters do. They're never easy to beat. They put hands on you. And, I think Lomachenko should at least get a few fights to just, settle into the pros. I mean, he's beaten some quality fighters, and that's the problem. When you beat some quality fighters, the demand to take on other quality fighters rises, and the public demand rises. But what the public's not seeing is this guy never really got to develop as a professional in the physical way. Maybe in the mental way, he's a mature fighter because he had so many amateur fights, but in the physical way, this kid has not gotten to develop into the pros. And not to say he doesn't have the skill set, because obviously he does, constantly fighting good fighters will shorten your career.
100%.
These guys will put hands on you, no matter what. Whether you beat them or lose to them, they put hands on you.
Who's the Asian guy that won the gold medal?
Who?
That they always fight, Aram's guy. They always fight in Macau.
He won the gold medal 3 times.
Yeah. The
guy that got beat?
Yeah, he just got beat.
Yeah.
Look, Zhu Shiming. Come on.
But I'm just saying.
Come on, bro.
Look at his path. They're not throwing him in there with world champions, no matter how decorated.
Because he can't really fight.
I'm just saying.
He was in Transformers. He was in one of the Transformers movies. Did you see that?
The last one.
The one with Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, the last one.
Yeah, yeah. He was in the elevator. He just had a regular.
I wouldn't know.
Like the guy in the elevator. And like you think he's just a regular passenger in the elevator, like he's just in there while the girl's running away. And I noticed, I was like, yo, that's Zhu Shiming. Because I used to train a wild card and he was there. And then suddenly he just starts fighting. He starts fighting in the movie. He got into a fist fight in the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Zhu Shiming, his name is?
Zhu Shiming, yeah. The guy you're talking about.
Or Ming. His last name is Ming, like Yao Ming? Is he really?
No.
Ming the Merciless?
Zhu Shiming.
Shiming.
Yeah.
Shiming. Yaddy.
This guy just brought back Wayne's World. You like that?
Shwing. What I'm trying to say is that guy, even he was rushed, but he's not on the level of
Lomachenko. He was rushed? Where was he rushed to?
I'm saying he's not fighting. He wasn't fighting bums, but he wasn't fighting, you know what I mean? Like, you got to let these guys have some fights. What was his record before he lost?
He didn't have a lot of fights, right? I mean,
less than 10.
He had less than 10 fights. Yeah.
Rigondeaux's champion in his 11th fight.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think they're rushing the kid. I don't know what the rush is.
I'll make some money.
The kid's made like a lot of money for somebody that's 3-1. You've never seen anything like it. I don't know.
The energy's dropping in the show again, guys.
Uh-oh.
I don't know because I'm making weight and I can't carry the energy. You guys are not picking up the slack. I mean, I don't know.
I'm stressed out, man. I'm stressed out. There's all kinds of shit going on here today.
What's your excuse, B? What's your excuse?
I'm running around. I took the kids to the doctors. It's craziness.
I don't have an excuse.
The kids were really dressing up like the Karate Kid at the doctor's office.
Is he? What's he doing?
They were wearing these headbands. Look at them. Two crazy kids. Look at this.
Wow.
At the doctor's office?
Yeah. They were getting bored. The doctor's making us sit there for 25 minutes after the nurse weighs in and sits in a room, locked in a room. Two kids are going nuts. I give them, start grabbing stuff off the shelves. Play with this.
Well, that's what little boys do.
Yeah,
you get hypo.
You give him a needle.
This guy. He can sell some tickets, this guy, man.
Yeah.
A good looking kid.
Give him a needle and play with this.
Yeah.
It's a syringe.
Yeah, and then my doctor's doing the. But my 7-year-old is like, I'm not going to check your privates. I'm like, this is great. He's like, look that way and cough. I'm like, oh my God, already with this? And I got to be here for that? I remember when I was a kid, I said, Mom, I don't want him doing that. Like, I was like, 11, 12. So my mom and my brother in the office with me, the doctor, and as soon as he touched my balls, I started crying. All three of us started hysterically laughing. It was very embarrassing.
I'm sure the doctor was wondering what all the problems
was,
too.
Yeah, we're fucking nuts. Yeah, all
of us. I was at work and I bumped my head.
Next thing you know, your boss's hands was on your balls.
No. They sent me down to get like cleared, make sure I was fine. Like I had a little blood. This was like three years ago.
So you're working drunk again?
No, never.
Never.
But I was totally fine. And I said, no, I'm fine. It was just like blood trickled down like my forehead.
They're
like,
no,
but yeah, it was like a sprinkler head that I hit.
So they're like,
oh, but you know, we want to give you a tetanus shot.
Hey, sprinkled on your head. Hey, yo,
golden showers. What happened?
Hey.
So I had to go down and see this nurse. And this nurse is like, no, we got to give you a tetanus shot just in case it was rusty, whatever. I'm like,
bend over.
What you gotta do. I thought, well, my friend
you
was
hoped.
Like, no, my
where'd they give
was,
you a tetanus shot?
On your arm, you get it.
Yeah, right up in your bicep?
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. It was like 3 years ago. Yeah. But I remember my friend was like, no, go there, and then they're going to give you a physical. I'm like, what physical? I bumped my head. And they're like, no. Like, she's going to, like, you know, put a finger in your ass and, you know, all
squeeze
that.
Squeeze your balls, yeah.
So I'm like, for that? So I'm like, for bumping my head? Yeah. But I was sitting there, and she goes, yeah, you seem fine. I'm like, all right, so I don't have to
are
take...
Are you sure?
I was like, I don't have to take... No, because then I thought she was going to, like, grab my jewels and tell me to cough, you know?
Was she hot?
She wasn't bad looking, but I, you know...
He wasn't picky at the time.
I'm engaged. Come on, I can't do that stuff. And
back then, how long have you been engaged for? It was 3 years ago.
No, but we were together.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah,
if she was good looking, I would have let her.
Where's medical?
No. I thought it was procedure.
Your life was on the line, dude.
I said, you don't... there's no rubber gloves and me taking my clothes off. She goes, I could, but... You'll be all right. And I was like, oh, I got away with one.
You got away with it. I would have felt a little like
I would have got insulted.
Right, insulted.
I would have been like, what do you mean? You don't want to grab my balls?
Wait, what's wrong with my ass? My ass
the
is
fuck
like
is wrong? I would have got insulted.
You don't want to finger my butthole?
Uh-oh.
Who's that? What do we got?
Know.
What was that, a house phone? I don't even know the office had a house phone.
Yeah.
Studio.
Studio?
What are we
Steve?
Doing? A live call
gonna,
right now?
We're going to have to call you back in a couple minutes. We have to call you right back.
Seth, bye. Really, make yourself at home. I'm right in the studio, Seth. Make yourself right at home. Take
no,
house
no,
calls
no,
and
here. Not now. I'm sorry about that, guys. I'm sorry to our audience as well. I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah, make yourself right at home, Seth.
I told you it's a screwed up day, man. I got back-to-backs to backs here.
Seth, you're on a fucking roll. You know that? You've been really fucking around now. You know that?
I'm never going to get a ticket to this fight, am I?
Oh, Seth was asking for tickets last week.
A little bit. You know, it's all right, but I'll still, you know, give 150% to the podcast if I'm not on a short list.
You keep fucking answering phones. We're gonna hang you with.
You want me to let it just keep ringing and just we'll sit here and listen to the phone ring?
Who calls the studio like that?
Perez Hilton's producer. He's coming in next.
Is he?
Yeah.
What does he want?
He wants to do a show.
Does he have one?
Yeah, he's starting. He's launching Thursday.
He's launching Thursday.
Yeah.
What happened? Tell him I'll shift. My boy, I choked on my water.
I got to wrap us up very shortly, unfortunately.
Dude, yeah?
Yeah.
We got a shortened show today.
We got a good show in, though. I'm telling you.
How long do we get in today?
Huh? We're over 40 minutes.
Are we?
Yeah.
Wow, it just flew by today. I got to get back to the gym, honestly.
You got to get back to the gym. That's what I'm saying. You got more important things to
worry about. I got to be honest with you. I'm glad I made the appearance this week in the studio, but next week, I don't know if I'm going to make another appearance. I might have to...
Because it was bad?
No. Well, I got to be honest. Personally, I didn't like the energy level from you guys. I got to be real. I got to be honest.
That hurts my feelings.
He doesn't care.
He's not
I'm going to be
yet.
A tough critic today, but but in reality,
I got an energy
I also have no desire to take that trip into the city. When I'm training and making weight.
So is this it? Is this the last time I'm going to see you before the fight?
Maybe fight week. I may have to be in the city anyway for other peculiar things. You know, like media stuff I got to handle. So if I'm already here.
It took me 50 minutes to get like 20 bucks.
50 minutes.
Jesus.
Yeah, you don't take the train though.
Right.
Of course.
You guys don't take the train. Take the train.
50 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. You'd rather sit there, take 50 minutes to do 20 blocks.
You know what? Just call in. All right. Just call.
I'm not taking the train.
You're not taking the train. You'd rather do
take your bottles. Take your ass. Take your nurse not wanting to touch ass.
No, seriously. 50 minutes to go 20 blocks, and it's more expensive.
Because
and you'd rather not take the train.
59th Street Bridge.
All
right. Folks, sorry for the lack of energy here from PD
from
Podcast.
Seth.
No, Seth had a little bit of energy.
Always, when in doubt, blame the Jews. Yes. I see how you guys are. That's
spoken
cool.
by a Jew.
Yes.
We're going to put that out there.
Clarify that.
Clarify that, Seth.
The Jew said it.
I don't want to lose my job. You ever want to work ever again?
All right, folks.
Thanks, guys.
Till next week, over and out. Brooklyn to the world. Tune in next week. Episode 17. Oh, next week is 17.